This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. We also have Skype. So Skype on in if you want at username lrn.fm. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can come back around to the discussion about your privacy. The government doesn't want you to be able to have privacy is basically the short version of the story. But we can get back into that a little deeper here in moments. First, let's go to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening to WSMN. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the Islamic State. When I put Governor Chris Christie on the spot during a campaign stop in Pelham, New Hampshire, it was like, what are you going to do to discontinue the provocations that have given rise to the that have incited the rise of violent Islamic jihadism? And let's face it, that war in Iraq was started just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil.
And it's almost undeniable that ISIS came out of the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, right? That basically they displaced certain elements that ultimately turned into ISIS.
And what he doesn't want to grasp, I guess, is that these people, you know, it's like each one of them is a distinct individual with a distinct set of experiences, grievances, and personal advisors. And when you do all this stuff, I mean, meddling in the affairs of foreign countries, all the different provocations, letting the state, propping up the state of Israel and then letting her get away with whatever she wants and such things. These anger individuals, and that anger impels them to join the Islamic State. So he is right about there is no reasoning with the Islamic State itself. They are totally crazy. They want to destroy everybody who isn't they. And that much is true, but what he's not grasping is that there's a reason why individuals sign up. And therein lies the difference, is that you're driving more people to the Islamic State by, you know, through these provocations. You're not going to get the Pope to be pro-abortion no matter what, but there's a reason why people become Catholics. There's no dealing with the Islamic State about, you know, how about we leave you alone and you leave us alone. There's no dealing with them because they're totally fried, but there's a reason why their ideology resonates with so many people.
But leaving them alone is not being proposed by any of the Republican or Democratic Party presidential candidates.
No, of course not, because that wouldn't benefit the government. I mean, the war is the health of the state. They all want the government to be at war because then that gives them the excuse to invade more people's privacy and take more people's money and send more of it to their buddies in the military-industrial complex. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, he's right. I mean, the U.S. government meddling in other countries for decades has resulted in what we've got, which is these people who want to kill folks inside the United States.
Right. And then you've got, you know, people in the U.S. military that just want to kill, quote unquote, them because they hate us.
Whatever that means. And really, some of them know, you know, we can't say what everyone believes, but some are certainly well-informed enough to know that it's the U.S. government that's at fault, not the American people. Now, certainly, Americans, by and large, average folks, are going to pay the consequences.
Right.
Because when suicide bombings happen, they're very rarely going to be targeted only at government buildings, as we saw during the 9/11 attacks, for instance.
Or even the attacks in Paris.
Exactly. And so, you know, for Americans who think that they can just go ahead and bomb other countries and kill people around the globe and think that there's going to be no consequence for it, there's always going to be some sort of consequence for it. And in fact, I'm surprised there haven't been more, really. I mean, it's a testament to how safe America is, the fact that there aren't suicide bombings on a weekly basis here, or even a monthly, or barely even a yearly basis. I mean, we don't have hardly anything as far as terror strikes are concerned
right.
inside the United States, despite the constant bombing, despite the constant murder on the part of the U.S. military in the Middle East. Really, there should be a lot more consequences, but there aren't. And that's a real testament to how safe things are here. And I think that has more to do with the average Americans having guns in most places than it does anything about the government keeping us safe. Because I don't think the government's keeping us safe at all. I think the government is putting us in greater danger.
Absolutely.
If you want to share your thoughts with us, please do. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But that danger is also something that's sort of that specter of danger, the looming danger out there, is also an excuse that the government uses to infringe on your privacy, which brings us back around to the conversation we started the show out tonight with about the story from TheHill.com, where Chairman Richard Burr of the Senate Intelligence Committee has argued in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, that the time has come, he says, for Congress and technology companies to discuss how encryption, encoding messages to protect their content, is enabling murderers, pedophiles, drug dealers, and increasingly terrorists. Burr has been one of the Capitol Hill's leading proponents of legislation that forces companies to crack their own encryption. But the tech community has pushed back, arguing that such a mandate would make encrypted data less secure. Well, duh. Major tech players like Apple have even refused to comply with court orders for encrypted data, arguing they can't access their own secured information. And that's a good thing. It means that there's not a back door in the code, purportedly, and that might mean that the people using that encryption are actually secure.
You must build one!
Yeah, that's what they want here. They want these companies to build in a back door into their encryption software. Burr said this has become a serious issue for law enforcement, saying, quote, even when the government has shown probable cause under the Fourth Amendment, it cannot acquire the evidence it seeks. Technology has outpaced the law. Thank goodness. And technology will continue to outpace the law because government is intolerably slow, and they're stupid, and they're ignorant, and they can never catch up. They're still trying to figure out how to tax the internet. You know, they're still trying to figure out email. Some of these government bureaucracies can't even get their email servers working properly. So, you know, they're always going to be behind the ball when it comes to technology. Thank goodness. It's great that the tech world moves at such a lightning pace because it keeps us constantly ahead of these control freaks in Washington, D.C. and around the globe.
And it's funny you mentioned that some of them can't work email because I actually overheard a conversation in the election law committee of the New Hampshire legislature to where one of the state reps was asking, how do I get the calendar and this and that? And the response from the vice chair of the committee was, well, they get sent to your email every Thursday. And she said,
they don't get it.
I don't have a computer. So this woman doesn't even have the capability of checking email.
Yeah.
It's not that she doesn't know how email works. She doesn't have anything with which to access email.
She's never had an email. It's 2015, and she hasn't tried that yet. By the way, email is one of the oldest technologies on the internet. It's been around pretty much since the beginning of the internet. Burr explained that the Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act of 1994, quote, requires telecommunications carriers, for instance phone companies, to build into their equipment the capability for law enforcement to intercept communications in real time, unquote. The problem, he said, is that it doesn't apply to other providers of electronic communications, including those supporting encrypted applications. Now, just to be clear, encryption doesn't necessarily have anything to do with communication. So I can encrypt files on my computer and never send them to anyone.
Yes.
So just because my phone, for instance, now, from what I understand, Android and Apple are sending phones out with encryption built into the system software so you can basically do a full phone encryption. Well, but that's, you're encrypting files that, for the most part, you'll never transfer anywhere. You're not going to transfer your system files to someone over the internet. So even if they were to require everyone who sends communications to put some sort of back door in, it still wouldn't necessarily affect everyone writing encryption software. And further, not everyone writing encryption software is going to be based in the United States.
Right.
So even if they do pass this proposed law to require companies like Apple or whoever to break their own encryption, that wouldn't necessarily mean anything for, let's say, TrueCrypt or VeraCrypt or something
they
like that.
They might write it so broadly as to where basically they're claiming jurisdiction over the entire earth of, if you're based in the United States or have a customer who is.
Well, good luck for, you know, good luck to them, you know, moving against someone who's not inside the United States. That makes things a little bit trickier. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we invite you to our website. Please go enjoy the features you'll find there. If you like the fact that we give you everything on the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts, you can shop with us to get your shopping done online and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. There's Amazon links there. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, David, listening in Columbus, Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the conversation tonight and the free dialogue.
Yes.
I wanted to make a point that a caller called back. With Islam, it seems like there's a lot of confusion out here. And you have Sunnis, you have Shiites, you have your Muslim next door who's just a normal guy, and then you have your crazy over here cutting off heads. And it seems like there's a lot of confusion. But in order for us to understand Islam, it's real simple. You just go to the foundation of it, and you go to the Quran. And that kind of shuts all kind of talk about what Islam is about and what Muslims are to do. You go to the Quran, and you see what the Quran has to say. And when you go to the Quran, it's very clear what the Quran has to say and what a Muslim is. So the real Muslims, they are ISIS. They are the Osama bin Ladens. They are the people that are adhering to the
Quran. I don't agree. Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, I've read the Quran. Have you?
I have, actually.
Uh-huh. Hey, have you read the entire thing?
Little bits and pieces? When the Muslims debate the Quran, the reasons that the radicals always win, and I've watched several of these on YouTube, and I've actually looked it up on Google, they have these debates between the moderates and the extremists, and the extremists always win these debates because the way the Quran is set up, you have verses that supersede other verses, and they don't cancel each other out. So you have the latter part of the Quran allows all these things that to be done. And it's not like, with the Old Testament and the New Testament, what Christ came to do. With the Quran, you actually have, this is allowed. So even though your neighbor next door might not be implementing Islamic law at the moment, and he might seem like a nice guy, you have no dinner, everything's cool, you just have to go to the Quran, and then there's no confusion what Islam is all about.
Well, I think we're confused here because I've read the Quran, I've read the entire thing, and I didn't see what you're talking about in there. The Quran basically seemed to me to be an update on the Bible. It clarified a few points about, what the Bible had to say, where it got things right and where it got things wrong. And the history of Muhammad doesn't show anything like what you're talking about with ISIS. His behavior was pretty peace oriented from what I saw.
He actually coexisted with Christians, Jews, and pagans.
Right.
Have you actually?
So I'm calling you out. I think you're full of it.
Well, the foundation of the Quran is that God did not beget a son. So there is one thing that the Bible and the Quran do not have in common.
Yeah, that's true. Quran, that's one of the key differences between Islam and Christianity is that Islam looks at Jesus as another prophet, much like Muhammad was a prophet by their beliefs.
And a lot of Jewish people look at Jesus as a prophet.
Yeah. In fact, we've actually got a Muslim who is on the line here, David. Let's see what an actual Muslim has to say. It's Will Coley calling from Muslims for Liberty. Will, did you happen to hear David's call earlier?
I heard part of it.
Yeah.
I was listening earlier, and I just sat down to dinner and was catching bits and pieces of it while I was shoving my face full of what's left of Christmas dinner from yesterday.
So, Will, I mean, what do you think about his allegation that the Quran essentially justifies ISIS?
Well, my first reaction would be, wow, that sounds like someone who's never actually opened it and read it.
He claims he's read the entire thing.
Not if he feels that way. Going to a polemics website and verifying or validating your personal prejudices and finding a few scattered citations that are isolated for effect is not the same as reading the entirety of a 300 and some odd page book. It's a little bit different. Claiming to have read all of the hadith, when in truth what you've done is gone to, you know, a website run by an apologist or a polemic who validates your feelings and who quoted a dozen hadith in the process of his writings, those aren't the same thing. And you can tell a person who's actually sat down with scholars, sat down and learned on an academic level about Islam, and someone who goes and peruses polemic websites and basically what I call prophets for profit. These are people who, you know, their job is to validate the military-industrial complex, to validate the state, to validate the growth of the police state, and to validate and justify the fears of those who are going to vote to make sure that that happens. It's a multi-billion dollar industry of people that their entire life is devoted to. We understand that people love confirmation bias, and we're going to get rich off of it.
David, go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm glad you still allow me to speak. That's awesome. I love the dialogue, guys. I really do appreciate this. This is awesome. What I would have to say is that the Quran is very clear concerning the infidel, and it doesn't seem like there's
the
any
word infidel doesn't exist in the Quran. How can the book be clear on something that it holds no concept of? The word infidel means, by definition, those who reject the teachings of those who reject the teachings of the Catholic Church. That's what the word means. There is no word for infidel in Islam or in the Arabic language.
What is the unforgivable sin of Islam? Is that called shirk?
Shirk. That would be associating partners with God. That would be like putting money before your relationship with God, or worshiping an idol other than God.
Yes. Or to ascribe to God a partner, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
An idol.
So the unforgivable sin of Islam is the foundation of Christianity. To say that God beget a son is the unforgivable sin of Islam, also known as shirk.
What does that have to do with your previous point? Of course, Islam would say that idolatry is an unforgivable sin. It's a monotheistic religion. Judaism also sees the central point of Christianity as an unforgivable sin. I'm trying to understand what exactly your point is.
Because within the Muslim community, and this is the problem that I have, is within the Muslim community, when you're born into a Muslim country, you are automatically born a Muslim. And if you want to say that you want to become a Christian, or that you want to say that God had a son, it's an unforgivable sin, and you don't. That's why there's conflict within Muslims, and Muslims are killing Muslims, because when you're born into this country, it's not like Christianity where you have to choose to serve God. In Islam, you're actually born a Muslim in these Muslim countries, and to choose any other faith means that you're committing the unforgivable sin of Islam, which is why you're seeing a lot of these Muslim-on-Muslim crimes, because they're actually committing shirk.
And at one time in Christian history, people were born into the Christian church, and if they tried to flee, they were also executed.
I understand, but we're talking, this is 21st century.
Hold on. How can, David, if you want to stand by, I think it's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
How can someone convert to being a Muslim if the sin is unforgivable? That's what I'd like to know now. This is something new to me. It's Free Talk Live, more with Wakali. Moments.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right. We've got a real live Muslim on the air on Free Talk Live.
Woo-hoo!
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to join in here, you can't call on Skype because right now he's on Skype. His name is Will Coley. He's from Muslims for Liberty. You can call on Skype, but we can't conference call Skype. So if you have a question for Will, he seems like he's wrapping up his Christmas dinner. Wait a minute. He did say he had a Christmas dinner.
He did.
At his household, and his household is a Muslim household. Before we bring David back on the line in Indiana, Will, what kind of a Muslim has a Christmas dinner?
Well, actually, when I first converted, it was something that I had asked questions to my teachers about. You know, my parents are quite elderly, and I'm the only Muslim. My wife and kids and I are the only Muslims in our family. So the question was posed, well, what to do at this time of year? And the way it was put to me was that the onus on the child to please his parents is so strong that it would actually be inappropriate of me to create unnecessary conflict in our family by asking them not to give presents to my kids for Christmas and things like that, because it's such a central part of, you know, our Southern family, Southern Baptist upbringing. But we got the bad news this year when Mom came up for Christmas that part of the reason she was coming was to get her affairs in order, her funeral affairs in order. Mm-hmm. She has stage 3 kidney failure, and the doctors have... She's too stubborn to do dialysis because she doesn't... She feels it an indignity to have to go through that kind of thing. So the doctors are fairly sure she's not going to be with us next year. Mm. So it was posed... The idea was posed to who was going to take care of hosting a dinner this year for my parents because, you know, my dad's 80, my mom's in her late 60s. They can't do it anymore. And I'm the youngest in my family of 7 children, and I'm also the only one, as I said, who's not Muslim. I mean, who's not Christian, who's Muslim. But I was the one who hosted the dinner because none of my siblings were willing to do so. It was rather than a fight over an argument over who got to be the one who was honored with the opportunity to host what could be our last family Christmas dinner together, it became a fight over who had to do so. And I decided, rather than arguing with them over who had to do it, that I would just do it myself because I want my mother to be happy. And if this is our last holiday together, I want it to be the best one that she can have with her grandkids and with her family.
Oh, that's really sweet. So Will Coley is with us. He is one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty. Muslims4liberty.org is the website. We do have David in Columbus, Indiana. And David had asked a question that kind of led me to a question that that I'd never heard of before. And David, you'd pointed out that there's this unforgivable sin in Islam, and Will, you didn't deny that this was an unforgivable sin. And let me see if I can recap basically the conversation to make sure I've understood it correctly. The unforgivable sin being that that you cannot believe in anything besides the one true God, meaning that a belief that a Christian might have that Jesus is God would be an unforgivable sin. Is that correct,
Will? Almost. It's missing one piece. The piece that's missing is the returning part. The unforgivable sin is to return to disbelief having accepted appropriate belief.
So meaning that if you had accepted the Muslim or Jewish view that there is only one true God, then going to a different set of beliefs, meaning that you would go to the Christian belief of three gods or the triune God or whatever, that would be an unforgivable sin?
Yes, that would be considered an unforgivable sin.
Got it.
But that also, you know, there's discussion of people who had came to belief and then left belief in the Quran, actually, and then came back to belief and then left belief again and then came back again and were still accepted not only by the community at large, but by Allah. So
well, that doesn't sound very unforgivable,
so,
then.
Here's my question related to this.
Hold on one sec, Daryl.
Okay.
I think it's a literary tool rather than a literalist statement.
Mm, okay.
You cannot be forgiven because it's stated over and over and over again that you can screw up and come back and be forgiven. That, you know, that the only thing that the only limit of God's, you know, graciousness is your own imagination. You know, like, you couldn't imagine how, as a matter of fact, how forgiving he is because of the fact you're human. You don't have the ability to even conceive of how all-forgiving God is.
So here's my question related to this, and it sort of ties into what most people think about Muslims of, well, the Quran says this, and so if somebody sins, then, you know, Muslim law demands that they be stoned or this or that or the other thing. Does the Quran actually allow for men to act as the judge of other people in matters of faith, or is judgment left to Allah?
Well, I guess that would kind of depend on what those matters are. Sin is sin. It's something that's between you and God. Criminal action is a bit different. You've now harmed the person or property of another. You have aggressed against or come in the way of the rights of another. You have attempted to prevent someone from their right, or you have harmed their person or their property. In that case, yes, there would be a judgment, but it wouldn't be vigilantism Which is what you see, you know, a lot of people try to argue somehow honor killings, quote unquote, are appropriate in an Islamic context. And that's not true, because you have an individual who offended another individual. And at that point, according to Islam, you must have an arbiter.
I want to give David a chance to jump in here before we have to move on to some other calls. But David, having heard all of that, you've got Will here. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, it looks like what we come down to is what people will call interpretations of the Quran. We either have Will, who's going to sit here and represent Muslims, or we have Muslims over in Islamic countries that have been Muslims for centuries, represent who Islam is. And again, it comes down to the Quran. And so either Will's the one representing what the Quran really means, or these other Muslims are. And that's what it comes down to. And from how I read the Quran and read the life of Muhammad,
you're stating that this is your interpretation. You just said
I believe the Quran speaks for itself.
Yeah, but you've already been called out, and it sounds like you don't really even know what you're talking about, David. Yeah. I mean, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He talked about infidels, and you said that's not even mentioned in the Quran.
No, the word that is often used by Orientalists as the word infidel, as I said, it doesn't even exist, is the word kafir or kufar. And that's not a pronoun as infidel or something. It's a verb. It takes action. You have to physically be attempting to prevent a Muslim from practicing their faith. You have to be.
Uh-oh. I don't know what just happened there. Skype just all of a sudden disconnected him in the middle of that call. We're going to see if we can get him back in here. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We do have what appears to be another episode of Ask a Muslim going on here with Will Coley, as it tends to be when he calls into the program. All kinds of questions do tend to come up for Will, and I know that we've got at least one more person on the line who had a question for Will. So we're going to do our best to get him back on here, because, I mean, I can do kind of a half-assed job of defending Islam, having actually read the Quran myself while I was in jail for civil disobedience. I took the time to read the full book, and in addition to that, I have done some research on Muhammad and have done a little ancillary reading. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so by no means am I an expert. Will has actually studied academically Islam and is a Muslim. So I'm gratefully appreciative of him being here with us. We'll see if we can get. I think he might have some internet issues because he's not picking up. We'll see if we can get him back in here. And if not, either way, we'll still take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience,
because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We may have time for you if you dial right now. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. It's totally free. You get to actually control the content of the site. You submit show prep topics, things you might want us to talk about on the radio. Submit it there via our Reddit-based system. Totally free to do that. Other listeners can then vote up or down whether they want to hear more about that or not on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. We do have a special guest, unplanned guest, I guess we should say, Will Coley, always welcome on the show. Who's, by the way, in the behind-the-scenes world trying to put together his own radio show. And I believe we are closing in on the launch of that show. I think we can mention that it's going to be Sunday nights on LRN.FM after Free Talk Live.
Beginning next year.
Beginning sometime in early 2016. Will, what's the show going to be called?
Call to Freedom.
Call to Freedom. You'll be one of the main hosts on it, and I imagine it'll be a good place to get some news from a pro-liberty Muslim perspective. But we do have folks who have some questions for you, Will, so do you mind taking a couple more?
No, not at all.
All right, Will's here from Muslims for Liberty. Will's, Muslims, the number for liberty.org is the website. Let's go to Jim. He's listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, Jim. You're on with Will.
Good evening. I guess the question I have, and I'm not going to pretend that I've read the Quran or I understand everything, but I only get bits of stuff on the, you know, what's going on in the news and stuff. But I'm just curious how, you know, obviously priests have done bad things. These ISIS are doing bad things. How does somebody like Will explain what's going on over there to where if you say the wrong thing, you get your head cut off? Because I just couldn't get to that point in my life where I could do that to another person. And I'm wondering how they explain that, if these people are just claiming to be Muslims, or if they are Muslims, or if it's just a strange belief that they have.
Will?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Well, a lot of what you're seeing is a reaction. You know, these are areas that they've been living for the last 100 years under Western-installed, funded, armed dictators. And somehow a good portion of the world somehow thinks that the actions of these dictators speak for the opinions and views of those who are underneath of them. And a lot of people don't seem to want to look at things from a perspective of history, of, you know, what the world we have today doesn't exist in a vacuum. It didn't suddenly start in 2001 for no reason. You know, there were reasons behind it. And we even hear, when there are terrorist attacks, the motivations behind these that are given by bin Laden. Bin Laden says, well, you know, we did this because American sanctions were responsible for the death of 500,000 children in Iraq. Or the underwear bomber, where, you know, he openly stated, you are drone bombing Yemen and killing children, and that's why I did this. Or the Times Square bomber, who says, you know, you're drone bombing children in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that's why I did this, and as long as you continue to do it, there will be more. I mean, he said this in court, that as long as our policy is to murder children overseas in the name of security, then there will be people who want to, quote-unquote, kill us back. Because that's the world of cause and effect. That's the way it that's the way reality is in the real world, not America exceptionalism land, where it's only wrong if someone else does it, and cause and effect only exists if it was you that was slapped in the face. And we're not looking at it from that perspective. And we're also not looking at, what do you think a society will look like after 100 years of a dictator? What do you think the perceptions of the public will be after 100 years of state-enforced religion, state-enforced law, state-enforced views on everything? How do you think that's going to change the perceptions of a society as a whole? So you take the Muslim world and you look at it from a perspective of, okay, you've got all of these countries, you've got two countries that up until the last 10 years have been pluralist and had basically no influence by extremists. In the last decade, that's slowly starting to change. And then you have the quote-unquote Muslim world, which basically means where the brown people live in the Middle East, though the Muslim world is much larger than that, where these people live under dictators. These are not Muslim governments. They're not quote-unquote Islamic states or Islamic governments. These are Western models of political slavery with a little bit of Islamic paraphernalia draped over the top to give it some sort of a religious legitimacy, because it lacks it in every other aspect. And then they enforce their own version of law, and they use pieces from the Hajj punishment without any understanding of how they're supposed to be applied according to classical jurists from 1400 years ago who knew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, but instead decide that it should be enforced in a statutory punitive fashion the same way Western law is, completely throwing out multiple foundational concepts in fiqh, like that your culture dictates your intention. So if Christians drink alcohol, well, that doesn't have anything to do with the Muslims. They're more than welcome to ferment alcohol.
And wasn't it the case, Will, that in the past, in, you know, Muhammad's time, that, as Daryl suggested earlier, that that Muslims lived side by side with the people of the book, with Christians, with Jewish folks, right?
Well, yeah, in the time of the Prophet in Medina, they literally had a society where Christians had Christian rulers and Jews had Jewish rulers and Muslims had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if they had conflicts between them, they would appoint an independent arbiter who wasn't a member of either group in order to arbitrate a difference between the two groups. And then if two Christians had an issue with each other, they had their own Christian courts they could go to with their own judges and their own laws. And they lived separately but together. They mingled in the marketplace. They donated to each other's charities and religious institutions. And it was a community in the way that America in some places used to be a community. But it was an interfaith, multicultural community where you had, you know, people of different faiths not just tolerating each other alongside one another, but thriving.
But working together. Jim, thanks for your call. Together. Thanks for the question tonight. Oh. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff. He's on the line in Indy listening to WIBC. Jeff, you're on with Will Coley.
Yes, hi. Thanks for letting me come on your show. This is great. So one thing I really like about your show is that usually there's reasonable talk of
different points of view.
And
as far as the as far as Islam, I've had a lot of confusion about it because in Indianapolis we've got a fairly thriving Islamic community here, and I've worked with many of the people. They oftentimes will buy homes and fix them up and rent them out, and a lot of times to family or whatever. And I was, you know, in the vehicle with them, and I was listening to what they were listening to on the radio, and it sounded like beautiful music to me. I was like, well, that's really beautiful music. And
it was the Quran, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. It, you know, the thing about it is they weren't nasty about it, but they were very insistent that, no, that is not music. That is the Quran. But to me, being uninitiated, it sounded like music to me. It had kind of a rhythmic flow, a tonality. It was actually quite beautiful. And so I've kind of talked with him about a lot of different things. And up until the point where, you know, like in Pakistan, when they had the governor there who happened to be Christian, and there was blasphemy laws that they had passed, and I guess that he was against it because I guess one of them, supposedly, according to what the media says, which I take with two grains of salt, that if you even touched the ground of a mosque and you were holding a Bible or something like that, then that was a law that was blasphemous. That was blasphemy. And I thought that was a little bit extreme, but yet when the governor was assassinated by his own people there, I didn't really see any big hue and cry out of the people there that was an unjust killer. So
we're short on time. I'm not sure if there's a question there.
Yeah, so my question is, you know, as far as that kind of a thing goes, if Islam is not, if people that believe in Islam are not extreme by nature, then why wasn't there a pretty big hue and cry over the assassination of one of their own governors in Pakistan?
Will, you've got about 20 seconds to answer that.
Why wouldn't they cry?
An outcry, I guess.
Why was there not condemnation of the assassination of this governor?
I don't know.
Yeah, we probably don't have enough information.
I had an answer for the first half of what he said, but it took so long that...
Say something to that about the Quran, though, hearing the Quran.
Well, no. I think that when governments attempt to do what he's talking about, like create these blasphemy laws, they didn't exist in the time of the Prophet.
I wish we had more time. Will Cawley from Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. It's been Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurve. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Web Curfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.